Mark's gospel gives a short, straightforward account of Jesus facing temptation after his baptism in the Jordan by John the Baptist. In just four lines, Mark says that the Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. Matthew's gospel gives a more extensive account of the temptations Jesus faced, as does Luke, who follows Matthew rather closely. In John's gospel, we have no account of the temptation of Jesus in the desert, but in chapter 1, John says, "He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him." So there's a strong indication of the opposition that Jesus, the Word of God, received when he came into this world in John's Gospel. So Jesus was opposed. He didn't come among us as a kind of a Superman, immune from human hurt or human frailty. He was tempted, the Gospels say, opposed by Satan, by the world, and even by his own. So strong was the opposition that it eventually put him to death. It's important to see the human Jesus, his vulnerability, how like us he was. Yes, he's God's son. But the Word became flesh, John says, equal to the Father. He emptied himself, St. Paul says, and took the form of a slave and became obedient even to death on the cross. When we look at Jesus in his humanity, we wonder first of all at God's love coming to a world of weakness and frailty, a world like ours. We can also see ourselves in the humanity of Jesus, in his temptations and the opposition he faced as a human being in his lifetime, and particularly as he enters his own passion and death. Of all the Gospels, Mark's Gospel gives us the most realistic picture of the human Jesus. Mark doesn't describe the temptations Jesus faces in the desert because he will describe them as Jesus makes his way through the towns of Galilee, where he will gather disciples and meet opposition from the scribes and the Pharisees, and then even from his own family. The growing opposition he meets there leads to Jerusalem, where he's put to death. Mark's account of the Passion of Jesus shows us Jesus fearful in the garden, like we are before death, crying out on the cross, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Oh, our reaction, our humanness is there too. When we see Jesus, we see ourselves. We live in a world where we face temptation. And when we look at him, we see where our wisdom and strength and courageous patience can be found. Following Jesus, we will live.